श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। स्टैंड टुगेदर। किं गङ्गाम्बुनिबिम्बितेऽम्बरमणौ चाण्डालवाटीपयः पूरे चान्तरमस्ति काञ्चनघटी मृत्कुम्भयोर्वाम्बरे प्रत्यग्वस्तुनि निस्तरङ्गसहजानन्दावबोधाम्बुधौ विप्रोऽयं श्वपचोऽयमित्यपि महान् कोऽयं विभेदभ्रमः। शङ्कर उवाच। जाग्रत्स्वप्नसुषुप्तिषु स्फुटतरा या संविदुज्जृम्भते या ब्रह्मादिपिपीलिकान्ततनुषु प्रोता जगत्साक्षिणी सैवाहं न च दृश्यवस्त्विति दृढप्रज्ञापि यस्यास्ति चेत् चाण्डालोऽस्तु स तु द्विजोऽस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम। ब्रह्मैवाहमिदं जगच्च सकलं चिन्मात्रविस्तारितं सर्वं चैतदविज्ञया त्रिगुणया शेषं मया कल्पितम्। इत्थं यस्य दृढा मतिः सुखतरे नित्ये परे निर्मले चाण्डालोऽस्तु स तु द्विजोऽस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम। शश्वन्नश्वरमेव विश्वमखिलम् निश्चित्य वाचा गुरोः नित्यम् ब्रह्म निरन्तरम् विमृशता निर्व्याज शान्तात्मना भूतम् भावि च दुष्कृतम् प्रदहता सन्विन्मये पावके प्रारब्धाय समर्पितं स्वपुः इत्येषा मनीषा मम। या तिर्यं नरदेवतादिभिः इत्यन्तस्फुटा गृह्यते यद्भासा हृदयाक्षदेहविषया भान्ति स्वतोचेतनाः ताम् भास्यैः पिहितार्कमण्डलनिभाम् स्फूर्तिम् सदा भावयन् योगी निर्वृतमानसो हि गुरुः इत्येषा मनीषा मम। यत्सौख्याम्बुदिलेशलेशत इमे शक्रादयो निर्वृताः यच्चित्ते नितराम् प्रशान्तकलने लब्ध्वा मुनिर्निर्वृतः यस्मिन्नित्यसुखाम्बुदौ गलितधीः ब्रह्मैव न ब्रह्मवित् यः कश्चित् स सुरेन्द्रवन्दितपदो नूनं मनीषा मम। सो वी आर लुकिंग एट दिस लास्ट वर्स। द वर्स प्रिसीडिंग दैट आई सेड सीम टू हैव अ फोकस ऑन द चैतन्य एस्पेक्ट। नाउ वी आर लुकिंग एट द आनंद एस्पेक्ट इन दिस वर्स। यत् सौख्याम्बुधि लेश लेशतः इमे शक्रादयः निर्वृताः। निर्वृता आई सेड मीन्स टू बी सैटिस्फाइड टू बी प्लीज्ड। सो शक्रादयः देवताः who had a lot of punya, the punya vishesha upadhis, all of them, they are known to have a greater degree of happiness just by means of their position. Their punya has entitled them to a certain position, a certain situation, a certain set of senses which are more exalted, and therefore they are able to enjoy certain things or be more comfortable in general. Right? So devata means it's a sharira which is punya vishesha. So there is an abundance of punya. Therefore they have a comfortable time. And as Swamiji likes to say, they don't have the problem of, you know, spending time in the womb, getting born, etc. They are born youthful and they will go away also. They don't age. Just come and they go. But their time is also fixed. But still there is a Vishesha. And that Vishesha is so special that Shruti mentioned that by saying what? That one Manushyananda, you know, we saw what is one Manushyananda. The person has to be, you know, youthful, right? Sudha, Yuva, Sadhu Yuva, well educated. Ashishto, Dhrishto, Balishta. Yeah, basically I'm not doing everything. So I'm saying the person has the overall, the suzerainty, the sovereignty over the wealth, whatever is there. Every wealth there is belongs to him alone, right? He is well educated, he has culture with him, he is youthful, and there is no rival to him. No rival. No, nobody can rival him. This, if this fellow has some ananda, this person, that is called one unit of ananda, manushyananda. And Shruti says, 100 of these will take you to what? One Gandharva. So which means that if you were to look at on a comparative scale, Gandharva's ananda itself is so much more. Why? Simply because of his position. Being a Gandharva, that body, that mind, those senses are capable of being so much more at ease. I mean, you cannot really compare. It's like saying, you know, what do you like more? You know, idli or dosa. What comparison do you really have? You can have some comparison. What is the happiness in idli and what is the happiness in dosa? You have to compare. It's not really for comparison. It is to show that there is a degree of difference. That there is an ananda which is possible simply because of the equipment. It's like saying, suppose I had eyes which don't see very well. I need thick glasses and even then I don't see. Versus a person who has 20-20 eyesight. If there is an object of sight, how much more he would enjoy it? Similarly, if music, I am listening and I can't hear half the tones. I am tone deaf. That's my ear. And you have an ear which can listen to every, you know, octave, every tone you can hear. That's a different kind of ananda. So a Gandharva is supposed to be what? He enjoys Nrityam and Geetam a lot. So he must have very special ears, special voice, you know, ability to enjoy all this. So all this is given to him. A human being will not have that kind of a gift because the voice box is not made for that range for a human being. Gandharva has a different range. But why will Gandharva have more ananda? That we have to understand. How come Gandharva has more ananda than human being? Because the human being wishes, I had a better voice. Right? And whatever ananda I get, oh, what a sweet voice she has got. Oh, she sings, you know, sings so beautifully. You should listen to her. Why? That sound is so pleasing. So where is my ananda coming from? By a connection between an object and indriyas. Vishaya indriya sambandha janitaha anandaha. Vishaya, object. Indriya, senses I am including mind also. Okay? So vishaya indriya janita anandaha asmakam anandaha. That is our measure. With that measure, suppose the vishaya is exalted, or if the indriya is exalted, your ananda will be a degree better. So if Gandharva is born with this indriyas, which are far more sensitive, I mean we can hear only between 8 and 20 kilohertz, you know, the frequency. If suppose he can hear subsonic and ultrasonic both sounds, maybe he'll get more music. I don't know. He can hear dolphins music too. But that is an ananda simply because of your being born as a Gandharva. But then immediately what the Shruti says? It says that this ananda which is enjoyed by Gandharva is also enjoyed by Kshotriyasya cha kamahatasya. After every single ananda comparison, the Shruti will say Kshotriyasya cha kamahatasya. So it goes, you know. Yeah.
ఏతే శతం మనుష్య గంధర్వాణామానందాః.
నౌ ఇఫ్ మనుష్య, యు నో, మనుష్య గంధర్వ ఇస్ దేర్, ఇఫ్ మనుష్య గంధర్వ హ్యాస్ వన్ ఆనంద, హండ్రెడ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ విల్ బి
స ఏకో దేవగంధర్వాణాం ఆనంద.
దేర్ ఇస్ దేవగంధర్వ, దేర్ ఇస్ గంధర్వ, మనుష్య గంధర్వ, దేవగంధర్వ.
దెన్ శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య తే ఏషతం దేవగంధర్వాణామానందాః.
దిస్ దేవగంధర్వాస్, ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఆనంద ఇస్ వన్ యూనిట్, దెన్ హండ్రెడ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ విల్ బి వాట్
స ఏక పితృణాం చిరలోక లోకానామానంద.
పితృలోక ఆనంద, దట్ విల్ బి హండ్రెడ్. దెన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ
శ్రోత్రియస్య చాకామహతస్య,
దట్ శ్రోత్రియస్య అకామహతస్య ఇస్ అ రెఫ్రెయిన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఎవ్రీ ఆనంద ఆఫ్ ఎనీ పర్సన్ బీయింగ్ కంపేర్డ్ ఇన్ ద స్కేల్. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ షో? Which means the ananda that is enjoyed at each level, going all the way up to Brahma, Prajapati, Brihaspati, Indra, all of them are covered. That highest ananda possible through the sense and object contact, just by your upadhi, that highest you can get in being Brahmaji. But that ananda also, what does it say?
Shrotriyasya cha kamahatasya.
That Shrotriyasya Akamahatasya is applied at every level, which means what? Every Ananda is included in this one Ananda of a Shrotriya who is Akamahata. Okay? This is exactly like what you saw in the Gita. What did you see about this water sources? What did you see? This one body of water, whatever it serves, it is served by, if you have samplutodake, then what happens? That one samplutodaka, that if you had, you are taking water for various needs from a well, which is on a river bed. If the river is flooded, what do you need to look for? A well? That water will suffice for all your needs, right? In the same way, all these anandas are included in one ananda. There is only one ananda really. It's not as if you can partition the ananda. That's an idea we have. The ananda cannot be partitioned really. Neither can it be compared. The comparison really is only in terms of how much that ananda is obstructed. Okay? So as I said, obstructed need not be purely by my ragadvesha. Obstruction is also because of my upadhi. As I said, if I have a bad eye, not a good eyesight, I cannot enjoy vision. If I don't have good hearing, I cannot hear sounds. That can just be the situation. Or it could be my wish. This Hindustani music I don't like. I wish you were singing differently. Jazz. That's what I would like to hear. So, whatever it might be, but there can be a comparison. So, when can it be beyond comparison? When can all these anandas be included in one ananda? That ananda cannot have the specifics of any upadhi. It has to be niratishaya. It has to be without any vishesha. It is exactly like the satta we talk about, or awareness we talk about. You have a book awareness, a table awareness, a human awareness, an animal awareness, apple awareness. All these, if you drop all the objects, what is remaining? Just awareness without any object. Similarly, I have ice cream ananda, right? I have music ananda, and I have vidyananda. By learning something new, I become happy. I understand eco energy, I become very happy, right? That is also ananda. Or I could have vishayananda. I gain any object of pleasure, I become happy. Now all these anandas, you remove these now. You remove the vishaya in the vishayananda. You remove the vidya in the vidyananda. You remove that adjective to ananda. What remains? Is there an ananda without the adjective or not? And that ananda, which happens to be your very nature, is the ananda being talked about. So when we say, yat saukhyam budhi lesha leshataha ime shakradayaha nirvritaha, people actually spend a lot of effort in gaining situations where they can be happier, where they can be comfortable. So, in the Vaidika life, we said this body is only capable of getting one Manishyananda. But even if you go a little further, Gandharva Ananda will be 100 times this. Manishya Gandharva will be more, then Deva Gandharva will be even more. So, you are being given a nice program. You know, if you want more Ananda, then you do this yajna, you do this karma, you will get this punya, you will get this punya. So if you do all this, you will end up in Brahmaloka. If you remember, Yudhishthira had to do Ashwamedha. Why? Because he got a message from his father that I am not enjoying myself enough because I didn't do this. So can you do this for me? Because if he does, father gets a promotion upstairs. Right? So this business, I am saying, it was not that he was lacking. He was living in a very good loka. But yet, it could be improved upon. It could be improved upon. Any amount of ananda you get. If I give you some food today, which you like extremely, does it mean you can't get better food? There is always something which can be improved upon because it depends upon your senses and it depends on the object. Both of which can change. Therefore, any ananda which is born of an association between a vishaya and an indriya can be improved upon, which means you can never reach an absolute ananda. It's not possible. But here we are talking about everybody's ananda, including the ananda of exalted beings like Indra, Brihaspati, Varuna, these people who we think are in heaven. You know, so these people's ananda is what? Is accomplished by lesha leshataha, by a fraction of one ananda. What is that ananda? That is saukhyam buddhi. Sukha eva saukhyam. This comfort, this being happy, that ambudhi, like an ocean. Limitless, essentially means limitless. Ocean means limitless. Wherever you see ambudhi in the Shastra, take that as limitless. So, saukhyambudhi, a limitless happiness of that fraction of a fraction is what is given to Shakradi, Indradi. Which means that the ananda we are talking about, in comparison to that, even the ananda of devatas pales. It has no significance. And that what? Yachitte nitaram prashanta kalane labdhva munir nirvritaha. Yachitte yat sukaha. Yat stands for sukaha here. Yat sukaha chitte. In the mind. Nitaram prashanta kalane chitte. Nitaram, totally, wholly. Sometimes also always. Completely. Prashanta kalane. Kalana is chalana. Movement. Chitte prashanta kalane chitte. Prashanta is what? Sham uparame. To resolve. Shanta. That which is resolved. Prashanta. Resolved very well. Which means it won't come back. Prashanta kalane. Means that in which kalana is said is movement. Chalana. That chalana is completely resolved. Movement of the mind, that mind in which the movements have completely subsided, have completely resolved. Yachitte nitaram. Nitaram is a totally, completely. Prashanta kalane. Labdhva munir nirvritaha. Labdhva. Yat sukham labdhva. Gaining which ananda, gaining which sukha. In a mind which has completely resolved, it is no longer a seeking mind. It is not looking for anything. It's just comfortable being itself. Person is being talked about in terms of the mind. Okay? So he is totally relaxed. Such a person, he is a muni. Manana shilaha munihi. Or manute iti munihi. The one who thinks. Manute janati iti munihi. So this muni, munir nirvritaha, this muni becomes satisfied, nirvritaha. The same previous word, line we had, nirvritaha. Now we have nirvritaha. What is the difference between these two? Both is satisfaction. The first line is satisfied because of upadhi matram. Because he has an exalted upadhi, he gets some happiness. That is his nirvritam. He is satisfied because he is Indra. Do you know who I am? I am Indra. My pleasure, you can't even imagine. So if you remember, we saw, I think, did we see or not? I don't remember. But they explained all, when Mahabharata probably saw it, when the hall of Yudhishthira was built, you know, Maya built that hall. At that time, they also talked about other halls. You know, and if you remember the size of the halls, the materials that were used in the halls, you know, the halls had pillars of coral, you know, and they were all kinds of gems. You really think about it. Chair has got, is made up of gold, and it's got rubies and diamonds and, you know, jade, and all Navaratnas are there all over the place. So much wealth. Floor is all super smooth marble, you know, bought from the best mines in Jaipur or Italy. Italian marble is more better nowadays, right? Okay. Wherever it comes from, but all I'm saying is, if you really think about it, the person who sits on that chair, I don't think is any more comfortable than one who sits on any chair here. Okay? The fact is, we put value on this gold, diamond, ruby and all this stuff. We have value for it. That value is what makes up for all this. So I'm saying there was so much description of all this and how a plane could come and land inside the hall. If you remember, you know, the halls were so many yojanas wide, so many yojanas tall, right? Yojana means each yojana is 9 miles or something. So it's huge. This kind of a hall if he has, just for entertaining guests, what kind of a place he must be living in? You know, you have to imagine, you have to stretch your imagination. Therefore, what kind of an ananda this Indradi must be having? We see some little fellow who has a larger house than us and say, oh, he lives so comfortably. When you go in a city, you're driving, you'll see some house. Everybody's house is like a matchbox. You know, apartments. And suddenly you find one house, a huge yard. Right? Large house behind. Lot of trees. Usually it's a government apartment building, okay? Because those guys haven't done anything more about it. But you could have something like that. But I'm saying, the mind does sometimes say, I wish I could live like that. You can see your own mind whether it happens, okay? There is a value for it. Or you see some place which is very well architected. You look at that house, looks so beautiful. So much aesthetically done. You know, even the rock garden has been placed in front of his house because he can afford it. So this kind of thing, if you see here locally and you feel, ah, I should have it. What to talk if you saw Indra's mansion? You know, it'll be massive and very beautiful, and best artists have done their job. Whether I can appreciate that is a different matter. But it's done very well. Right? So I'm saying, not only is the art done well, I am also given the ability to appreciate it. That's why I'm saying both Vishayas and the Indriyas which are associating with them, both are very well done. But with all of these, he gets what? An ananda which can be improved upon. As Swamiji says, this person, there was a guy on earth who went to heaven. He went to heaven and he saw he had a huge house, very well appointed. He was very happy. Then he was so happy. He thanked Bhagavan also. Then he came out, he wanted to find out who is his neighbor. Okay? Neighbor had a bigger place. And he found out, to his horror, that neighbor was somebody he knew on earth. Okay? He used to be a kathakar. This person who went to heaven used to be a Rama kathakar. He would do a lot of kathas. And in the katha, he would tell katha of Ram. And therefore, no doubt he earned a lot of punya and he came to heaven. Now, who is his neighbor? Neighbor happens to be a phat-phat driver. You know what is phat-phat? In Delhi, if you've been, you know, it's like a bike with three wheels. Okay? Phat-phatiya. So that phat-phat driver sitting there, and he asked Bhagavan, how did this guy come here? I was doing katha, how did this guy come here? And he's got a bigger house than I have. What is this, Bhagavan? What kind of fairness is this? I am unhappy now. In heaven he became unhappy. One minute he became unhappy. Why? Comparison. And how did he become? How did he come here? Bhagavan, you are being unfair. Bhagavan said, no, I can explain. Okay, explain. How did he come here? So Bhagavan had to tell him. What? See, this guy, you did katha. Okay? Most people slept in your katha. Okay? Just like our satsang. But then what happens? What did this guy do? He was running, but he killed so many people. Do you know what? When he was on the road, people remembered Rama. Because they could get knocked down anytime. So therefore, he really put bhakti into their hearts. So who made more bhakta out of people? The fellow who drove rashly. So he has earned a lot of punya. Therefore, he's got a bigger place than you have. Then this guy, Panditji, felt bad. I missed so many things on earth. I didn't do all this. I could have also enjoyed life. If only I had known. So you can see, he had a big place. Everything was good. But all it took for him to become unhappy is he saw another guy who is better than him. Seemingly better than him. This comparison is how we look at Ananda. This is how we go after things. This is good. This is better. That is best. This degrees of happiness. Moda, Pramoda. You know, Priya, Moda, Pramoda. Don't take these words as absolute. Some people do. Some Shastrakaras do. Therefore, I am saying this. These are not meant to be taken as three words. Priya, Moda, Pramoda. What? Sukha, then? Tushti and Santushti. Right? You can take these. Right? So, each of these is representing that three shows you Bahuvachanam. Understand it that way. Three means Bahuvachanam. Means there are infinite degrees of Ananda possible. Now, we are saying that Shakradaya Nirvritaha with one fraction. Then what is the difference between that and next line Munir Nirvritaha? This Munir Nirvritaha, you should understand, is talking about a person who has understood that I am the meaning of the word Sukha. That is the second line. It's talking about a Jnani who has recognized that I am the source of the Sukha of even Indradi. My Sukha's Lesha alone Indra enjoys. Lesha, I said, please understand, not literally you can take one bit and enjoy it. It just means that whatever Ananda he has, that Ananda is already me. Not even mine, it's already me. That's the way it's understood. Therefore, and how does he gain it? Only when there is a mind which is totally resolved. What denies me the Ananda is not anything else except that I think I am not good enough. That lack of self-acceptance means there is a lack centered on me. When there is a lack centered on me, I will be always seeking. That seeking is done taking myself to be limited. Therefore, when will one be prashanta kalanaha? Yachitte prashanta kalane. You have to have a mind which is quietened, resolved. When will that be possible? First, you have to be an adhikari. Because even adhikari's mind is relatively resolved. Because the person understands, karmani ve adhikaraha me, ma phaleshu kadachana. I can do something, I can respond to situations, but situations are given. Objectively, one understands that there is no point resisting this. What is given. Even without knowledge of Ishvara, I am saying, what is given. There is no point resisting it. But there is a helplessness in resistance. And to resolve that, we need to bring Ishvara in. But otherwise, I am saying, even objectivity will take you a long way. So, that yachitte nitaram prashanta kalane will bring in a jnani, a person who has got this preparedness. Shamadi shatka sampatti yuktaha, emotionally mature person. Therefore, he is already relatively resolved. And then what happens? He gains this knowledge from the Guru. When he gains the knowledge, he recognizes that I am what I have been seeking all my life. Therefore, the seeking totally stops. So this Prashanta Kalane, by some Tikakara, it can also be taken as a person who is in Samadhi. Because at that time, mind is totally resolved. We are not talking of pure Samadhi alone. We are talking of a cognitive shift wherein a person recognizes that I need nothing else. That yat chitte prashanta chalane labdhva munir nirvritaha. Having gained this happiness, gained not in time, gained not in space, gained not as an object, gained as a recognition that this is the happiness I have been seeking all the time, which has never been away from me. I am that happiness. I am that limitless ananda is recognized by him. That is the meaning of yachitte nitaram prashanta kalane labdhva munir nirvritaha. So that yat, as I told you, stands for sukha. What sukha? Saukhyam buddhihi. That limitless happiness. Same word is being referred to. Yat. So at limitless pleasure, limitless joy, limitlessness, joy, pleasure, etc. is extra words. That limitlessness, when I don't want anything to be different, I am the whole. That is recognized by whom? What kind of a person? By a person who has gained emotional maturity and then gained the knowledge through the Shastra and Guru. That person, that Sukha we are talking of, Yachitte, then Yasmin Nitya Sukham Budhau Galitadhihi. Okay, before I get there, the Tikakaras will also talk about, even Shruti itself says that Tasya Matram Upajivanti. One second now. Etasya eva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. This is from Brihadaranyaka 4332. Etasya eva anandasya anyani bhutani matram upajivanti. The ananda of this person, which means person, means it doesn't belong to the person really. There is only one ananda. That ananda alone is the cause for every other being to be. Matram upajivanti. Any ananda, any other being experiences is just an aspect of that ananda. A view into that ananda through their own upadhi. Okay? This is stated very well. Because the Shruti wants to make clear that wherever you seek happiness, that happiness is yours. Because until I see there's something that can be improved upon, my seeking cannot stop. And if I think that Indradi have better ananda, my seeking cannot stop. Therefore, in the beginning, because we see degrees of happiness here, Shruti presents also a long path. You can become Gandharva, Deva Gandharva, Pitru, can become Indra, Brihaspati, Brahmaji. Shows you a long path. But when you gain Vairagyam, it tells you what? Shrotriyasya cha kamah tasya. So this is what is again being said by the Shruti Vakya, that matram upajivanti, only a bit of it is there in every being. There is nothing more to it. And just like Taittiriya, normally we know of Taittiriya's Brahmananda Mimamsa. Brihadaranyaka also has a Brahmananda Mimamsa, exactly like the Taittiriya. And that Mimamsa is followed by this verse, which is Matram Upajivanti. So you can see that the Shruti is same. I mean, everywhere it says the same thing. It's not anything different. And Chandogya will also say that Yovai, the Ananda is Bhuma. Okay? Yatra na anyat pashyati, na anyat shrunoti, na anyat vijanati, sa Bhuma. Where you don't see a second thing, you don't hear a second thing, you don't perceive a second thing. Which means, what do you perceive? Just yourself. In the form of all that is here. Sabhuma. That is limitlessness. And yatra anyat pashyati, anyat shrunoti, anyat vijanati, tat alpam. If you perceive a second thing, which is other than you, which has an existence, a being independent of you, then what?
tadalpam. You are going to be insignificant. Why? Because if you perceive a reality other than yourself, what does it mean? You are giving reality to the fact that I am an isolated subject and there are objects other than me. Then every object is real. It is not dvaitam. It is infinite things. And each and every object limits me. That is the meaning of saying yatra anyat pashyati. If you see something other than yourself, anyat shrunoti, you hear something other than yourself, then what? Tadalpam. That is limitless, limitedness. And where you don't see anything other than yourself, you see only the limitless, that is bhuma. That is limitless. That limitless is the ananda we are talking about. So that ananda is yachitte prashanta kalane labhva munir nirvrutaha. Yasmin nitya sukham budhau galitadhihi brahmaiva na brahmavit. Yasmin sukham budhau. Nitya sukham budhau. In this limitless ananda, as though ocean of happiness, in this galitadhihi, galitaha means leenaha, resolved completely, melted into as though. So one who has become one with that means what? One has recognized, I am the sukhaswarupa, I am that ananda. Yasmin nitya sukham budau galitadhihi brahmaiva. Saha brahma eva na brahmavit. He is not brahmavit. Now this is an interesting thing to look at. So it looks like there are two things. There is one brahma and there is one brahmavit, and they are two different things. That is not to be understood in that manner. Okay? He is saying, making a statement, one who is completely identified with this sukha as myself, he is Brahma Eva. He is Brahma alone and not just a knower of Brahma. So then it should mean what? The knower of Brahma is what? Different from Brahma. Which means all that we have learned so far is wrong. Correct? Because by knower of Brahma you are not Brahma. Then what? You should do something. Experience. So Shruti is presenting Brahma. Sometimes you will see some other books also. We may not see it here, but there are books which talk of Brahmavit, one level. Then Brahmavit Variyasaha. Yes, yesun pratyaya. Relatively better Brahmavit. Then you have what? Brahmavit Varishtaha. Ishtan pratyaya. Most exalted knower of Brahman. So now we have created what? Three categories. One knower of Brahman, ordinary fellow. Then there is a better fellow who knows Brahman little more. And then there is one who knows Brahman very well, Shreshtaha. Which one would you like to be? Everyone would like to be Brahmavid Varishtaha. And after you struggled and you somehow got that Padvi, Aham Brahmavid Varishtaha, then this line comes and tells you, you are no good. That fellow is Brahma Iva. You are not Brahma. Your Brahmavid is not Brahma. So, what do you understand? The idea is this. That usually, we all have this experience. We listen to Shastra. Now, if I ask you, are you Brahmavid or Abrahmavid? What will you say? You have to say, I am Brahmavid. Okay? If you say, I am Brahmavid, then why are you crying? Now and then, what will you say? You have to say something, okay? So usually we already are doubters, okay? Inherently, we are people who don't have a high self-opinion of ourselves. Inherently. Swabhavik, swabhavina. When I say inherent, not swarupa, okay? I mean, by nature, by disposition. Therefore, I am only waiting for somebody to tell me I am no good. When they tell me I am no good, I might fight it, saying, what do you mean? I am very good. But reality is that I need him to tell me I am good shows that in deep inside I don't take myself to be good enough. That self-opinion is not great. Therefore, when somebody else says You are very good, you are very good. I feel good about myself. But I don't want to show that. Because social norms are, if I show you that I like to be appreciated, it's not proper. So I should tell you, no, it's not me. This is all, you know, Bhagawan's glory. What have I done? I am nothing. Yeah, you are nothing. Bhagawan only. Then the fellow will show his true colors. Okay? If you agree with him, that's, yes, Bhagawan only, you have no achievement. You are just a nimitta matram, nothing you have done. Fellow won't be happy. But when you tell you are very accomplished, he will say, no, it's all Bhagawan. This is our transaction. At least in Indian society, is a very common way of transacting. One likes to be patted on the back, but one should deny it. Some difficulty involved, you know. I wouldn't call it hypocrisy. There's some difficulty involved there. But I'm saying, our problem is that we are taught what is Brahman. And when you go home, your family will tell you, what? You are Ananda. You are Ananda. Okay, let us find out. Okay? And you will find that you will not stand a test for too long. And then I will say, suppose you tell, you also get angry with me. I get angry, okay, I didn't go to Vedanta's class. I don't go to course for 3 years and come back. It is you who took a trip to India for 3 years and came back. What have you achieved? What have you achieved in going for 3 years? You told me Brahman is limitless. You were trying to teach me the other day that I am that Brahman. What Brahman you are? Therefore, what will you say now? I am not Brahman. But do you know Brahman? Yes, I know. So you are only Brahma with Natu Brahma. Do you understand the difference? It is not that there is a real difference. The question really is, how do you understand the word Brahmavit? Do you understand it as understood without any doubt, without any limitations? Or did you understand it with Pratibandha? Sapratibandhaka Jnanam Va or Apratibandhaka Jnanam Va? That's very important. So the Jnanam is with Pratibandha or without Pratibandha will determine whether you are able to have this Nishtha. It's about Nishtha. We will look at it more whenever we do it again. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.